morning. I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It's presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. Hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. All right, today is Thursday, December 2nd. Welcome to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. Just a reminder, if you're watching this show online, hit that share button, hit that like button. Of course, you can comment live during the show on also on Facebook and YouTube and LinkedIn and Twitter. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class actually tonight if you'd like by going to investorschooling.com. You will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. All right, let's get into it. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about the futures and what's going on with that. We're going to be talking about more Omicron crap. We're going to be talking about the fact that private payrolls are up. We're going to be finding out what a Santa Claus rally really is. We're going to be talking about Facebook ending their ban on crypto. Not their ban on me, but their ban on crypto. We're going to be talking about Square is block. Wait till we get to that. CEOs are selling stock. The 12 days of Christmas. And, of course, today's tips. All right, let's talk about what's going on in the stock market. Oh, man. Yesterday was horrible. Oh, today looks a little bit better. But I think the market is still confused. It's very confused right now. It's like, think about this. It's like an animal biting the hand that feeds it. The hand will try to feed the animal again, but pull back the hand sooner. Ugh. And if you think about that analogy, you can clearly see what we have here. And I don't know what's going to be next. It's crazy. So the futures right now, the Dow is actually up 231. The S&P is up 16.75. And the Nasdaq is actually still down. Now, I think the Nasdaq is down because of Apple, but we're going to talk about that in a little while. All right, let's talk about the Omicron crap that bit the hand. Yesterday started out a beautiful day. It was unbelievable. The futures were up nicely. At one point, they were up over 500 points. The market opened nicely, and then the moronic variant shows up in the news again. That's right, the moronic variant, the anagram for Omicron. Apparently, a California person was diagnosed with, oh my God, the Omicron variant. Oh no, oh, we're all gonna die. Anyway, this destroyed advances, which was up over 500 points. Of course, Dr. Frotsky, he gets on and he makes his announcement and said that the individual was fully vaccinated and he just returned from South Africa and he tested positive on November 29th. Is the entire South Africa infected? I don't understand that either. But that's kind of bizarre. Anyway, the World Health Organization said that the Omicron has been reported in 23 countries. Oh, no. You mean this planet is all attached? How can that be? I can't believe it. I don't know. I think common sense has gone out the window. Anyway, just when you thought the madness would end, these politicians and political doctors are going to make the common cold and flu into a world outbreak. It just will never end, will it? Ugh. This makes the market crazy and unpredictable, and clearly it makes me crazy and unpredictable as well. To add insult to injury, Gestapo Joe, the Supreme Leader, now extended the useless mask mandate until March 18th, which means you can't go on a plane without a mask, you can't get any public transportation without a mask until March 18th. When are the people going to wake up to this crap? It's unbelievable. Masks do not work and never have worked. Don't believe me? Go to this website, followtherealscience.com. Followtherealscience.com and watch an actual mass experiment using actual real science, not political science. Oh. Anyway, as we said before, the mask mandate, which was originally supposed to expire in January, requires masking while on buses and trains and planes and transportation hubs such as indoor bus terminals and airports. Fines will remain doubled for their initial levels for non-compliance with the requirement starting at $500 and going to $3,000 for repeat offenders. All right, so if I understand this correctly, I can actually pay to be maskless? The fine is only $500 or $3,000 for a repeat offender? I'm going to do it. It's worth it. The entire world has gone nuts. And with all this inflation and all the money I'm making with my real estate, I can afford the $500. You know, I remember when you had a cough and a scratchy throat, it was called a cold, and chicken soup was the answer. Now if you sneeze, you're a leper. Please make it stop by voting Republican every chance you can. Oh, by the way, Gestapo Joe is also jumping up and down and telling employers to mandate vaccines, even though the court overturned his unconstitutional vaccine mandate. You know, the one that turned the OSHA into the Nazi police by imposing fines of $13,000 per employee that weren't vaccinated. You know, the one that forced many to choose between their jobs and their health, their religious beliefs, or their common sense. Gestapo Joe, I'm warning you, we're starting to fight back, and soon the normal people will return to power. Anyway, enough with that rant. Just one more thing. Let's go, Brandon. All right, let's talk about private payrolls and something less politically charged. maybe it is. Who knows? Apparently, people are starting to go back to work. Isn't that cool? Private hiring increased by 534,000 jobs for the month, better than the Dow Jones estimate of 506,000 in a labor market that appears to be getting tighter. The total was a decline from the October growth of 570,000, which was lowered by just 1,000 jobs. So it's basically the same. So where are the jobs? Well, guess what? They're in hospitality and leisure. And these are the ones that led the sectors. The industry that includes bars, restaurants, hotels, and similar businesses saw a gain of 136,000 jobs, and they also posted strong gains were in professional and business services with 110,000 jobs. You know, look, this is the thing. People are going back to work because they can go back to work. The mask mandates and the vaccine mandates supposedly were pulling back. We'll see what's going to happen after that because of, Gestapo Joe and all his other crap. Anyway, it's important to remember that this is not the total jobs number. This is the report before the report. Tomorrow will be the actual report. And, of course, I think I'll be able to bring it to you live as it's released because it's usually released during this time period. So we'll see. The report is also expected to show growth of 573,000 jobs, and in October it was 531,000, and the unemployment rate is also being forecast to edge lower to 4.5%, according to Dow Jones estimates. And if you still decided if you should get a job, now is the time, because they're not going to be available soon, and all the good ones won't anyway. So really, now it's time to get a job. Hey, I just want to say hello to Rob watching on Facebook. Thanks so much. And if you're on Facebook, feel free to leave a comment and let everybody know that you're watching, and of course, share it as well. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the Santa Claus rally. Hey, I don't know if you guys know this, but did you ever actually hear of the Santa Claus rally? Is it actually possible this year? So very often, at the end of the year, stocks make very positive moves. Much of December's delightful seasonaling trends occur between Christmas and New Year's. So a lot of times stocks go up between Christmas and New Year's. And this was actually stated by a Bank of America technical strategist. Apparently, this rally happens about 78% of the time. And that's if you go back to 1928. I always find it funny that they're going back to 1928 when you consider the Great Depression started a year later. But anyway, all right, so going back to 1928, it happens 78% of the time. In that time, the S&P typically notches up about 1.7%. Boy, do we need it, and we need it now. Man, the market's getting killed. I don't know if you realize this, but the market's down almost 2,000 points in the last week. So come on, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, come on. And, of course, Rudolph, bring us that Santa Claus rally. Do it! Do it! All right, let's talk about Facebook ending a ban on crypto. Facebook, the world's largest hypocritical company, the world's largest hypocritical company decided to end its ban on cryptocurrency. Apparently, Facebook had a ban on crypto just as crypto became very popular, or maybe it was just about the time that Facebook itself was developing its own cryptocurrency. Yeah, yes, folks, it was the latter. Facebook literally banned cryptocurrency so that it could keep its platform crypto-free to announce its very own crypto coin. Huh, amazing, right? Check it out. The company banned cryptocurrency ads in January 2018, but it actually scaled back that ban slightly in May 2019. The ban had prevented startups in the cryptocurrency and blockchain fields to promote their work and reach potential customers on Facebook and Instagram. In the beginning of the ban, Facebook wouldn't let anyone advertise cryptocurrencies, but in May 2019, ready for this? They allowed to they allowed some companies to actually submit an application to advertise on their platform. However, you ready? They only allowed a small number of cryptocurrency to advertise. Now, when I say small, I mean exactly three. That's right, only three companies were allowed to advertise in the cryptocurrency space. The censor kings made it impossible. Look, personally, I don't really care anyway. I didn't need Facebook ad to tell me, help me to decide to invest or not invest in crypto. And just in case you were wondering, Facebook will now, wow, check it out. They're now going to allow 27 companies to advertise in crypto. On a side note, I'm once again on the naughty list at Facebook. I've been banned several times, and I expect to be banned again. I wouldn't be surprised if they no longer allow me to stream this show, so make sure you subscribe to the Money Chat Now page on Facebook and, of course, the YouTube channel so you can find me. By the way, yesterday I discovered that they blocked the stream on four of my sites. You guys listening on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia, you can complain to them, by the way, if you'd like to, or you can use the hashtag #DropLarrySteinhaus. All right, let's talk about when a square is a block. The other day, I discussed the fact that Jack Dorsey was leaving Twitter and going to concentrate on his other venture, Square. Square is the portable credit card processing company that many use in business to save fees and, of course, for convenience. The company Square also has an offering in Bitcoin wallet service, and Jack Dorsey isn't missing a beat. He's renaming the company Block effective December 10th. The company is now named Block. The company now named Block will continue its Square business, and according to Dorsey, will continue to grow and develop new technologies for credit card processing and, of course, small businesses. A separate part of the company dedicated to advancing Bitcoin will change its name to Spiral. All right. Think about this. Now you have a square and a spiral fitting in a block hole. All right, all the therapists and kindergarten teachers must be freaking out. All right, let's take our first break, and we'll be right back to discuss CEOs selling stocks and the 12 days of Christmas shopping costs.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
Larry Steinhaus, and of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com, or you can call 866-424-2829. That number again, 866-424-2829. Of course, I want to thank you for listening on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia. If you're also watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn more about how to make more money. So you guys watching online, I see you. You guys watching online, hit that share button. Of course, hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show, and you can leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. And of course, I'll try to respond to them live. So go ahead, leave your comments. Leave all your positive comments, leave all your negative comments. I don't care. Leave your comments. I promise I'll try to respond. So far we've been discussing the market update, and it's starting to fall a little bit. It's not as great as it was a little while ago. The Dow is now up 167. The Nasdaq is up only, I'm sorry, the S&P is only up 9, and the Nasdaq is actually down 41 points. Doesn't look like it's going to be a great day. We talked about the fact that there's more Omicron crap, and that Gestapo Joe is going to start imposing more mandates. We talked about private payrolls being up, and tomorrow will be the actual payroll report. We also talked about the Santa Claus rally, and we talked about the fact that Facebook is ending its ban on crypto, and of course now Square is Block. And now we're going to be talking about CEOs selling stock and the 12 days of Christmas. And then finally, we're going to get into some of today's stock tips. All right, let's get into the second half of the show. And we're going to start with CEOs selling their stock. So it's been a really big year for company growth, and everyone knows it, including the CEOs of the major movers, from Satya Nadella at Microsoft to Jeff Bezos at Amazon and Elon Musk, you know, the guy from Tesla. Yeah. CEOs, founders, and insiders have been cashing in on their stock at the highest pace on record. Even Zuckerberg sold off some of his stake in Meta. As of Monday, sales by insiders are up 30%. From 2020 to $69 billion and up 79% versus 10-year average, according to a report. The question Wall Street and you and I should be asking, is this something to worry about? And actually, it's a complicated answer. If you remember last year, all the stocks were beaten down because of the scamdemic, and this year they're all at incredible highs because of massive inflation by the Biden administration. Yeah. Well, as an investor and a teacher of investment strategies, I always tell my students to take profit off the table. Is it possible that all these guys, that's what all these guys are doing? Or maybe they know something we don't. I don't know. First of all, the new tax plans by Biden may go into effect next year, and that could be a cause for concern for CEOs. Currently, the capital gains tax is lower because of the changes that Trump put in place. So if they sell this year, CEOs get to keep more of their money. For example, check this out. Bezos would save $700 million in Washington state taxes if he sells before January. By the way, I don't know. I thought he was a Democrat who screams tax the rich like that idiot AOC in New York. It's always the rich Democrats who say, tax the rich, but don't tax me. Really? Anyway, getting back to the story, it looks like the stocks that were sold by the CEOs and insiders actually went up after they sold. So this may not affect your investments or your 401k plans, or at least not for now. Just remember, though, if these guys are reacting to the new tax plans to tax the rich and it causes the stock market to melt down, that means the tax the rich equals more poor people. Think about it. It always does. I wonder if the Democrats actually ever attended, you know, like an economics class or maybe even a math class. They keep saying, think about this, right? They keep saying the $3 trillion worth of planning, the new planning process, the Build Back Better and the infrastructure plan won't cost anything. Well, the last time I looked, $3 trillion was $3 trillion more than zero. I don't know. Maybe I'm math challenged because I'm a Republican. Who knows? All right. Anyway, let's talk about the 12 days of shopping, the 12 days of Christmas shopping. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. You know the song. You've heard it every year since you were a child. And hopefully it wasn't sung by me. That was really bad. Anyway, if you remember this song, it was written by a guy named Wild George, and he sang about the 12 gifts that his true love gives to him, and they are a partridge in a pear tree, 2 turtle doves, 3 French hens, 4 calling birds, 5 gold rings, 6 geese a-laying, 7 swans a-swimming, 8 maids a-milking, 9 ladies dancing, 10 lords a-leaping, 11 pipers piping, 12 drummers drumming. And look, believe it or not, there are actually people who try to determine the cost for these items, and it looks like inflation has really hurt this Christmas idea. This year, the grand total for each of these 12 days of Christmas comes into about $41,205. And that's an increase of 5% from 2019. And listen, that basically mirrors the broader inflation that's gripped the U.S. economy in recent months. The biggest price jump is, wow, check this out. The biggest price jump is for the birds. The price of these geese rose more than 57% in 2021 compared to 2019. The geese? Go to any golf course and steal a couple of geese. You can get them for free. Anyway, the biggest increase of any gift, buying all of them, will set your true love back $660 for the geese. The cost of 2 turtle doves have increased 50% from 2 years ago, from $300 to $450. Other gifts, like, check this out, 8 maids a-milking, whose price relies on the cost of labor, saw no increase at all since the federal minimum wage tax continues to be at $7.25. Seriously, do you think you're going to find eight people to milk cows for $7.25? Really? So there you have it. It's going to cost you at least $41,205 to buy the list for your true love. Hey, Linda. By the way, Linda's my wife, in case you don't know. I expect you to sell all your Tesla, your Microsoft, and your Amazon stock to buy these for me. All right, let's take a little break while I wait for my lovely wife to send me a heart emoji to my cell phone, followed by a laughing emoji. I'll see you guys in just a minute.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
Larry Steinhaus, and so far we've been discussing the futures, and the Dow is now up futures 116. I'm getting a little worried. I don't think that's going to be good. The S&P is only up 3, again, starting to worry me, and the NASDAQ is now down 54. We talked about more Omicron crap and, of course, Gestapo Joe and his new mask mandate. Because masks don't protect you? Yeah, right. Go to followthereelscience.com and check it out. All right, we also talked about the fact that private payrolls are up and the real jobs report will be tomorrow. We talked about the Santa Claus rally. We talked about Facebook ending its ban on crypto. We talked about Square is Block. And we also talked about CEOs that are selling stock. And, of course, everybody enjoyed my singing of 12 Days of Christmas. Now, actually, people online said it was awful. It was bad. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Mick. Thanks, Linda. Linda even said that we need a bigger house if she bought me all that stuff. All right, so coming up is today's stock picks and plays. But first of all, did you hear the share button? Come on, let everybody know what great stock plays are coming by sharing this information. So if you're watching online, share it. Hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. You can leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and LinkedIn. And of course, if you're listening on WWDB, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know to rule the stock market. All right, let's get in it. Let's talk about some great tips for the day. Oh man, how annoying was yesterday. We started out 500 points up and end 450 points down for an incredible, from the max to the minimum, over 1,000-point swing. Oh, man. Look, I said it was going to be choppy going into December, but damn, that was pretty sucky yesterday. It didn't matter what you were in yesterday. You felt lots of pain. Now, hopefully, today, the person with the dreaded Omicron virus, I hope we lose another day. Oh, my. By the way, if that person dies, we're all going to be screwed. Gestapo Joe and his band of brown shirts will be up your anus faster than a proctologist. But that story will have to wait. All right, let's talk about some great stuff. So here's some plays. So first of all, Meta is a great play, but Meta is Facebook for you guys who don't know, and it hit my buy number of below 320 yesterday. Apple is seeing some pain as it reported a slowdown in sales on its iPhone 13. Look, I got to tell you, this is a great sign that that stock will hit bargain territory before it moves to 200. I would look for the 140s, and it'll probably be the high 140s, but I'd look for the 140s, and I would pounce on this. This is going to be a great, great stock. Look, also, I'm going to tell you, buy Twitter. At 42.43, this is a great price, and it has lots of room to move. You know, maybe they'll eventually even put Trump back on the platform, and that'll really make it go back up. I actually miss the tweets from Trump. I used to enjoy reading them. Some of them I actually like cringe, like, did he really say that? But it was just enjoyable to go on Twitter. And by the way, can someone actually please teach me how to use it? I can't follow anything on it. I actually tried to follow some threads on Twitter, and I can't figure it out. So maybe Bill said he's listening as he takes the kids to school, and the reaction to me is priceless. But maybe your kids can tell me how to use Twitter, Bill. That would be great. All right, get back into oil stocks. They will also rock as Biden fights with them, and they get their revenge. That's right, the stocks are going to go up because they're going to get their revenge on Biden. It's the truth. I also wouldn't recommend, and I said this yesterday, being all in one sector, but the history of the past year is telling us to go into travel stocks. Now, the travel stocks yesterday were destroyed because, oh my gosh, somebody got the Omicron virus in the United States. We're all going to die. But I also believe that this croc will stop. And I'm looking to see AAL to hit 22 and 23 and CCL to hit 27, 28. So they're going to be some incredible plays. All right, let's talk real quickly about the crypto scene. And by the way, nothing really happened. Both Bitcoin and Ethereum have pretty much stalled. Gold and silver are also stalling. And gold is just under about 1,800 and silver is just under 2,300. You know, I got to tell you, the T-Mon was moving down a little bit. It really didn't move much. It didn't move much right now. Let's take a look at that real quick and see what that is. Yeah, it's still at 1.42, so that's not going to be all that great either. And usually when the T-Mon moves down, tech stock moves up, but Apple is not moving up. Apple is not moving up at all, actually. It's kind of hurting, so that's kind of what's going on with the NASDAQ. All right, if you've made some money with some of the tips discussed in the show, please leave a comment. Did you hit that share button yet? Did you hit that like button yet? And of course, I want to thank all the listeners on WWDB Radio, and we look forward to your continued support. If you're online watching, don't forget to share. Don't forget to watch tomorrow, and don't forget to like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. From time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed in the show. The opinions discussed in the show are solely mine, and no one has asked me to discuss them. Could you imagine if somebody did? Anyway, thanks again. My name is Larry Steinhaus, and I look forward to giving you lots of tips tomorrow at 7:30 on the next episode of Money Chat Now. Have a profitable day.